Local solutions. One challenge, two regions, many solutions. Welcome to Local Solutions, a podcast of the European Committee of the Regions. Today we will talk about one of the major challenges Europe is currently facing, the green transition. European countries are addressing it on multiple fronts, and one of them is heating innovation. Sustainable heating demands not only technological advancements and changes in the legislation, but also a turn of the tide in people's mentality and attitude. In this episode, we will look at two European cities in which the tide has already turned: the German municipality of Meldorf and the Finnish town of Iliili. In Meldorf, the heat waste of a local printing company will be stored and used to heat public and private buildings. The idea first came from the CEO of the printing company himself. Peter Billenberg is a consulting engineer for Energy Manufacturer Nord, one of the private companies involved in the development of the project. He explained to us how this project was made possible by the close cooperation of all local actors involved, both private and public.
On the one hand, we have a biogas plant that provides district heating, and on the other hand, a printing company that provides waste heat from its printing process, but with the challenge that the waste heat is produced in summer and is to be used in winter. For this reason, the challenge in the project was to find a storage solution that could be economically designed and implemented for the project. After many considerations and tests, we have developed a project idea that is based on a project that has been implemented several times in Denmark, which consists of building a so-called earth basin, a seasonal heat storage, which enables us to temporarily store the amount of heat that is produced in the summer and use it in the winter. In order to implement the project, we have formed an innovation partnership with the various actors we need for this implementation. The greatest challenge in this project, apart from the construction of the reservoir in the marshland, is the cover construction in order to keep the heat losses of the reservoir as low as possible. In this project, we are driven by the principle of subsidiarity, which means that we want to bring the actors together at the local level and implement the project in this way, because we are convinced that these responsibilities arising from local activities also have direct consequences, whether positive or negative, on the population and on local institutions. We are currently in the construction phase. The storage facility is currently being built, which means it can be completed in the next few weeks. We are in the process of building the heating network in parallel, and due to the developments in Europe, in Ukraine, and the gas and other energy prices, more and more private owners are asking to be connected to the heating network. The special thing to consider here is to keep an eye on economic efficiency. That is why it is very advantageous that we have founded a municipal company that is wholly owned by the town of Meldorf, and thus also wants and has to take the economic aspect into account in detail, so that it works to cover its costs and is not aiming at maximizing profits. We want to set a good example here to give other municipalities in Schleswig-Holstein, in Germany, and also in the European Union, the opportunity to implement such projects. In Schleswig-Holstein, there are 1,106 municipalities, all of which are to become CO2 neutral by 2045. This means that we would have to implement 48 projects per year on a similar scale to Meldorf. At the moment, we can't even manage one or two projects. Therefore, it is a very big task, and we want to prove with the project in Meldorf that it is also possible for smaller municipalities to take on this challenge. To quote a saying, look for the people and not the projects. In addition to the technical and organizational challenges, it is of great importance to bring the various actors to be involved into coordination and to work towards a common goal.
Zu bringen und auf ein gemeinsames Ziel zu vergattern.
The Finnish city of Oulu has financed the creation of a district heating system in the rural town of Ilili. Multiple public and residential buildings are being heated by burning wood chips provided by local forest owners. We talked to two people involved in this project, Ville Marietta and Mikko Mäkelä.
Tervehdys. Olen Mikko Mäkelä Yli Lämpö Oy:stä.
Hello, I am Mikko Mäkelä from Yli Lämpö Oy. Some 20 years ago, we founded, between a few forest owners here in Yli, a heat-producing company with the aim to replace oil heating by Finnish wood chips in municipal buildings of the city of Oulu. Our shareholders receive some income for being on duty and chipping, but the most important is to find new ways of using small-sized wood in forests. This wood, which is not suitable to industry's needs, can thus be sold by our shareholders for these activities. I'm convinced that there is enough wood in our forests for such chipping activity, and I'm surprised that some people claim that this kind of wood is not renewable. This is locally produced energy for people and decision makers here. We are standing in front of Yli Lämpö's wood chip storage room. Yli Lämpö produces heat to municipal buildings in Oulu. Founded in 2004, it started producing heat to Yli school in 2010 when the new school was being built. More recently, we have expanded the system to the library and kindergarten. When we launched an energy efficiency program in 2018 and wanted to move away from oil heating, we realized that there is a library and a kindergarten very close to the school. It was possible to expand the system with the help of the designers and expertise of Yli Lämpö. By 2020, the system was already fully operational. We have committed to paying a price per megawatt to Yli Lämpö, as well as a connecting fee when we joined the system. In recent years, our energy expenses in Yli have remained very reasonable due to these changes. The expenditure has remained at a very stable level. Heating with wood chips in Yli helps to keep our village viable, as the raw materials come from within a radius of 20 kilometers, so the energy is really local. The system has worked flawlessly over the past years.
Järjestelmä on toiminut moitteettomasti tässä kuluneiden vuosien aikana.
Mr. Rafał Kazimierz Traskowski is the president of the capital city of Warsaw. He is a member of the European Committee of the Regions, where he chairs the Commission for Environment, Climate Change and Energy. We asked him to comment on the importance of local solutions to fight climate change. Mr. Traskowski, the two projects presented in this episode show how much tight-knit communities can achieve when working towards the common good. How can the EU benefit from this approach on a larger scale? And what is the role of the Committee of the Regions in this?
Every project, such as the two presented examples, immediately benefits the EU as a whole. Energy efficiency gains are achieved, reducing prices and emissions at the same time. Projects such as these also serve as an inspiration and guidance for other actors in similar situations. As an institution that brings together locally and regionally elected officials from all over the European Union, the Committee of the Regions has an important function to share these kinds of best practices, making people aware of the possibilities, but also of where to look for good practical examples. Another important role of the Committee of the Regions is to highlight these kinds of shortcomings in legislation. Members of the COR are closely involved in the actual realization of projects on the ground. That experience needs to be translated into more streamlined legislation.
The heating transition is just one element in the larger European strategy to meet the new climate targets. What is the weight of heating in the green transition? And is the EU investing in it in a measure that is proportionate to its importance?
Addressing the heating transition has a central role in reaching climate targets. As buildings through usage, construction, renovation and demolition are responsible for approximately 40% of the EU's energy consumption and 36% of its CO2 emissions. That makes the building sector the single largest energy consumer in the EU and one of the biggest greenhouse gas emitters. The EU has made improving the efficiency of buildings a top priority. Initiatives such as the Renovation Wave, National Long-Term Renovation Strategies or new legislative proposals on energy efficiency, renewable energy and energy performance of buildings are being dealt with in the Council and Parliament as we speak. All of these proposals contain key measures to make the heating transition a reality. The aim is to double renovation rates within the next 10 years, while at the same time making these renovations more sustainable and energy and resource efficient. In these circumstances, it's also important to remember that the currently soaring energy prices are subjecting more and more European citizens to the consequences of energy poverty. Renovation of buildings is an opportunity to tackle energy poverty and make buildings of vulnerable households and enterprises energy positive.
The energetic crisis brought about by the war in Ukraine has reminded us the importance of diversifying the heating sources so as to stop being dependent on Russian gas. Where is Europe right now in this diversification process?
In its resolution on the Repower EU plan from the 28th of April 2022, the European Committee of the Regions encourages immediate steps in all European regions to reduce the EU's dependence on third countries. The institution also supports the call for a full ban on the imports of Russian gas, oil and coal in Europe, while encouraging local and regional authorities to start drafting emergency plans to prepare for the consequences of such actions. The EU's focus is currently on reducing the European gas demand, the European Gas Demand Reduction Plan, filling our gas storages, supply diversification and joint purchasing of gas from alternative resources. Action is also undertaken through addressing the electricity market and its prices, which are often driven by gas price. I very much welcome the efforts of the Commission, Member States, and all other stakeholders to address these challenges. It is positive to see that the Commission and Energy Councils are taking extremely swift action. A strong outcome of these meetings will be crucial for the future.
Thank you, Mr. Trzaskowski, for this rich analysis and for thoroughly pointing out the crucial role the Committee of the Region is taking in these issues. And thanks to Peter Billenberg, Ville Marietta, and Mikko Makela for introducing us to the challenges and the benefits of two different forms of district heating. You have been listening to Local Solutions, a podcast produced by the European Committee of the Regions, in which we look at one challenge and how it is faced in two European regions. Keep following us for more solutions.